Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. As you may know, that June is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we're going to be praying the act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and was written by Saint Margaret Mary. Now, Margaret Mary lived in the 17th century. And even though after she became a sister, Margaret Mary, she was having all these apparitions from our Lord Jesus Christ. And the scholars of the day called her delusional. She was making it up in her mind. So that reminds me of a story past Sunday after Mass when we were going out for breakfast at Coral Gables. We went to a little church of the Little Flower, beautiful church. And so I told, since my son and my wife were sitting across from me, I decided to show them the pictures of three little flowers. To me, it looked like they were in a triangle situation, and that represented for myself the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And my family basically said I must have been delusional too. Yes, those flowers, that's a normal occurrence. Flowers just happen to, you know, separate flowers moving around, and that's how they move around. And there were many other occurrences where they were a triangle like that. So, I plainly stated, well, please, you know, show me. I have never seen it before. So, hey, I know it's a three-leaf clover and things like that, but I've never seen flowers in certain formation. It looks pretty randomly just scattered all over the place. So, I guess the question, do you believe everything that happens in life is a random act? Or is it something that that occurred that the Lord wants us to know, to do, to act, to find out about? To me, I think it's more the latter. And I guess that's the difference between someone who has faith and someone who doesn't. Oh, yes, you do have to have some faith. I believe that it wasn't just a random act. I don't believe nothing's a random act, personally. And it's funny because we have in the garage, all the way inside our garage, we have a little chair to sit down, myself, my wife, to put issues on. You know, when you get a little older, you need a little place to sit down and put the shoes on. It just happens. I guess young people just throw them on and, you know, go, and they don't have to, when they do wear the shoes, most of the time it's sandals. So. And I haven't been noticing, I believe it was yesterday, right where the little chair is, one of the same flower, type of flowers that were in the triangle, not the same ones, because I saved in my little prayer book, was one of them sitting right there. Now, to be honest with you, I haven't seen too many flowers all the way in the garage to our door where we are entering our house. So could have been something, could not have been something. You know, it could have been a random act. I could have been trying to say, hey, there was something about the flowers. And, you know, my eureka moment, I guess, God wanted me to know it. I don't know if anybody out there who is listening feels the same way. Please comment, or, you know, in any way, comment that you think it's a random act when flowers just go outside in this triangle or whatever shape it is. It's just a random act. Or is it a sign God gives us? He's trying to tell us something. I think it's a lot, but please, you know, I need some feedback from my listeners out there. So please to that. I don't know if you know, but you can actually call in. It's a phone number. And the call-in number is 657-383-0555. So you could actually call in and make your comments and tell me how you feel. Random act, or is it a sign from God that he wants us to do something specific? In this case, I prayed to the Holy Spirit because I didn't know what it meant. I felt it could be the, something to do with the Holy Trinity, but that was the only thing that came to me. So after that, when I was praying, I said, Holy Spirit, please help me to discern this information. Because it's information God communicates with us. We don't always have the opportunity like St. Margaret Mary comes, Jesus himself comes and tells us right out what he wants from us, like he did to her in writing this, the act of consecration and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and to proclaim it a feast day. So God is communicating with us all the time. How we accept it, how we acknowledge it, is the big difference. If we just think, don't even look at it, because it's random acts of flowers, which is true, most flowers, most of the time, to be honest with you, I look at it and say, it's pretty, and you see the flowers on the ground, flowers on the ground, and it's just, you know, it's just part of the flowers, which I understand. But when it was right under my mailbox, I go get my mail, and I say, someone's trying to tell me something. So please, please call in. You could, my Twitter account is PrayerNLunch. You could tweet me. You could email me, WRYoung, Y-O-U-N-G, 12, at yahoo.com. And I would love to hear what you feel. Random act of something that God wants us to know. And to me, after I prayed to the Holy Spirit, it came to me, which to me was a eureka moment that, of course, when Jesus was here on earth, he always had close by to him the Father and the Holy Spirit on many occasions. That's why the Trinity is three into one. And, but when I go to communion, I was always taught this is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is still the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But close to us and close to the body and blood of Jesus Christ is always the Father and the Holy Spirit. So to me, that's an eureka moment. But again, I'm not a theologian, so that's for someone else to interpret, not for me. And so here is this prayer written by St. Margaret Mary. The act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it starts off, I, and you can put your name and surname. So I, Bill Young, give and consecrate myself and my life, and my actions and sorrows and sufferings to the adorable heart of our Lord Jesus, in order that I may use every part of my being, not only to honor and love and glorify him. This is my irrevocable will, to belong totally to him, to do everything for the love of him, truly abstain from all that might displease him. I choose the Sacred Heart as the only object of my love, as a custodian of my life, as the token of my salvation, the remedy for my weakness, antitheses, member of all faults of my life, and sure refuge at the hour of my death. Be, O heart, goodness, my justice before God, your Father, and keep far from me just in the dignitation. O loving heart, I put all my trust in you, because I am afraid of my malice and weakness. Therefore, I put all my hope in your goodness. Consume me in me. Then all my displeasures or resist you may be part of love, be impressed deeply upon my heart, so that I may never forget or be separated from you. I ask you through your mercy that my name be written in you, because I want to realize all my happiness and glory by living and dying as your servant. Loving heart, I put all my confidence in you, because I fear everything in my weakness, but I hope for everything from your goodness. Amen. So I hope you'll pray the act of consecration with me, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You could find the actual words online. And I'll look for a link and see if I can post it. So you could use that on my podcast. So the big question of the day, when God communicates to us and to all of us, is our heart going to be open to it? Is our eyes going to be open to it? Our ears are going to be open to it? Pray to the Holy Spirit that our eyes and ears and heart is open to everything God wants to tell us through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, through the saints. He has a lot of miracles for his Mother Mary to help us understand what he wants us from life, how to guide us. He has given us our Pope Francis and all the bishops and the priests and sisters to help us and guide us and pray for us that we'll always be in the right path of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless you all and have a great day.